Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Self-Discovery by NK. I hope you all are doing well. Well, today we're going to talk about how to handle rejection. There are certain things we cannot avoid in life, and one of them is rejection. We will definitely be victims of rejection, either in a relationship, work, business, you know, basically in life as a whole. Firstly, rejection is not a negative word. Some persons may think being rejected is a bad thing, but it reveals the truth. Perhaps someone could not receive you or receive your idea because they did not have the capacity for it, or maybe they are not able to handle what you have to offer. In my little lifetime, I have been rejected so many times. It's either what I planned didn't work out for me, or somewhere I really wanted to be, but I did not end up being there. But the thing is, there is always a purpose for all the times that I get rejected, and I have experienced it. I started to have this perception about rejection when I found out that something greater came my way when I was rejected somewhere. Of course, it wasn't easy to deal with it, like, because we are humans and we will feel hurt and unhappy and asking God all sort of questions, especially when that particular thing has been your prayer request for a long time, and at the end of the day you didn't get what you wanted, you know. So it would definitely hurt you. But if you prayed about something and that thing did not come your way, I believe that that is God's way of saying that it's not time, or it wasn't assigned to your destiny. You know, every place you have ever felt rejected, you were rejected for a purpose. You should know that rejection will always come because not everyone understands what you were called to do. You are not called to please everyone, and not everyone is assigned to your destiny. You might be seeing it with the physical eyes, but God has seen it, and He has chosen what will be best for you. You cannot look at rejection and think that rejection is speaking against your value or your self-worth. It's just that those people don't have the capacity, or they weren't assigned to you. You should learn how to see rejection as redirection. Trusting in the Lord and having faith in Christ is the best way to handle rejection. At least that has worked for me over the years, because it's going to happen to you. It's going to happen. Maybe you had this perfect relationship that you always thought would lead to marriage, you know, and you prayed very hard about it. But at the end, the relationship never works out. No matter how hard you try, you keep on being rejected over and over. Or maybe you liked a girl and did everything for her, yet she doesn't seem to recognize your worth, or she doesn't accept you. She keeps pushing you away. And even maybe a job that you keep applying for, but you keep on getting rejected all the time. All these are some of the rejections we would or might have encountered in life. The only thing you need to do is to learn how to handle it and move on. Rejection hurts. It may be good for us in the long run, but that doesn't mean we don't feel it stings when it happens. God is always there for us when we are hurting. And the Bible reminds us in Psalm 34 verse 22 that the Lord redeems His servants. No one will be condemned who takes refuge in Him. This verse is a reminder that God is always there to accept and love us. No matter how rejected we may feel, He is the ultimate source of peace and acceptance, and will never turn away those who seek Him. And lastly, we should be aware that our perception of being rejected will always determine how we respond to it and the impact it has on us. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to today's episode, and see you guys on our next episode on Self-Discovery by NK. Bye.